Hey y'all, and welcome back to the Chat with T podcast. And if you are new, then welcome. I am your host, T. Please make yourself at home because I have a lot that I need to get off my chest. I will put the timing of where the actual episode starts in the description box for those who want to skip this. So it has been a while since I've posted. I know I've been ghost for a little bit. March and April have been so sucky. Like, the past 2 months have just sucked so bad. I had undergone this spiritual awakening. And when you're on this spiritual journey, you kind of go through this phase, I guess you can say, where you literally detach from everyone and everything. I mean, I found myself questioning what I'm doing with life. I was questioning my existence. Like, why am I here? You know, what the fuck am I even doing? It was just crazy. It was so much. I spent so much time crying and just kind of staying to myself. But now I'm at a better level of awareness. I'm more conscious of myself, my thoughts, and what's going on. So my soul has grown a little bit more these past 2 months, which is awesome. We love growth. We always love growth. And, you know, I definitely just needed the time to take a step back and get myself together. I don't like to half-ass anything, right? I don't want to, you know, just give you anything without putting my all into it. So I wanted to, you know, make sure that I was in the right headspace to talk about the topics that I wanted to talk about. I want to provide you all with the best topics and content. And I realized that I have to take care of myself in order to do so. But I am back, and this is episode 6. I think I'm going to do at least like 5 or 6 more episodes for this season. Then take a little break in June and prepare to release season 2 in July. And I really have so much in store for you all. I really do appreciate you all for tuning in, messaging me about the podcast, and people DMing me and texting me like, when's the next episode? Where you been? All right. I see it all. Nothing goes unnoticed. And it means so much. I'm like, damn, y'all miss me like that. But alrighty, now we can get down to it. Do you ever find yourself thinking about past situations and cringing, or reminiscing and wishing you had said something or done something differently? Are you at peace with your past? Do you find comfort in your present situation, knowing that you are now wiser because of all that has happened? I have gained a ton of wisdom that I want to share with my younger self and, of course, with you. I hope that what I say resonates with you and that you would at least find one thing to take with you. Let's dive in. Number 1. Speak your truth, do not bite your tongue. Being the bigger person is always so praised. It's, oh, he's taking the higher road, or, oh, she's turning the other cheek. But no one talks about the loneliness that comes with it. You silence and dismiss yourself. Oh my God, it is so loud back here. You silence and dismiss yourself and your feelings because you don't want to come off as aggressive or overreacting for just showing some basic emotions. I have learned the hard way that allowing those feelings to fester, right, is going to cost you in the end. Number 2, everything happens for a reason. And sometimes we may not even know what that reason is. Release doubt and welcome faith. When one door closes, another one will open. I know this is easier said than done. However, it is so important for you to trust everything will come full circle. It's that thing where you find yourself so worried and up in arms, and then after everything settles down, it all works out. Expect the unexpected and remember that things will work out. Number 3, you don't need validation. Quite frankly, you should not give a shit about what anyone has to say about you or how they feel about you. Who cares if someone doesn't like you? Hell, some people don't even like themselves. We see it all the time where people are trying to prove themselves to a bunch of strangers on the internet, trying so hard to be validated, trying so hard to be liked. You don't need anyone to validate you. Validate yourself. You are valid like salad. Do whatever it is that you want to do. Do it without feeling you need someone else's acceptance or permission. Number four, trust your gut. Your intuition. You know you get those little feelings in your tummy. Intuition looks different for everyone, but I'm just speaking for myself. It's that gut feeling where you're like, ooh, like this isn't right. Something is off. Feeling that you feel about someone or something, definitely trust it. If you feel that something's off, do not second guess it. Always go with your gut. Your intuition will never steer you wrong. Your intuition will save you wasted time and heartaches and everything else. Number five, you don't have to have it all figured out. And you really don't. I understand the pressure and the stress, you know, the exhaustion, acting like you have it all figured out. Trust me, I understand. It takes a toll on you mentally. And I know sometimes our environment can play a role in that extra stress. And it's okay to not have everything under control. Take your time and be diligent with yourself. Things happen and sometimes it's going to be out of your control. It's okay to plan ahead and listen. I am a planner. I plan out everything. I love to plan. But remember that life does happen. It doesn't always go according to those plans. Sometimes what you thought you would be doing, whether that's a career or a project or maybe a relationship you thought you'd be in forever, doesn't always turn out to be that way. Sometimes, you know, the people, the relationships that you thought will last forever don't, and that's okay. You can't change the past and you can't control the future. So just live in the moment. Number six, don't be afraid to fail. So I found this really good quote on failure, quote, and I'm going to link it in the description box. And it says, failure is for certain. What matters is how we respond to it. Failure is simply the opportunity to begin again, more intelligently this time. So embrace failure and let it make you better. Yes. Failure allows you to see what is and isn't working for you. And I encourage you to keep trying at something, even if you don't get the results you want immediately. At least you can say that you tried and you won't know until you try. Moreover, right, you can't tweak something, you can't fix something if you haven't even started. Failure is just a part of life. We learn more from our failures than we do our successes. Number seven, everyone can't go with you. So remember how I said the relationships that you thought will last forever don't? And that's okay. You can't make people grow with you. No matter how bad you want someone to level up with you, they have to want it for themselves. And sometimes they do want to level up, right? Sometimes, not all the time. And, you know, maybe it's just not in the way that you do. And this can apply to anyone, right? So family, your friends, maybe you have a coworker that you want to level up and boss up and do better, or even a romantic partner. And once you level up, you have to leave your previous level and everything that's associated with it behind. I mean, everything. Do not waste your valuable time, your valuable, precious time with people who doubt or question your abilities, right? They can't go with you, right? You know your full potential. Focus on having a friendship or friendships or just relationships, period, that uplift you, that bring value and positivity into your life. These are the people who know true abundance, right? They know that a win for you is a win for them. Number eight, never compare yourself to others. I want to make myself very clear. Never compare yourself to others. Comparison is truly the thief of joy. But you know what? You never see what's going on behind closed doors, and I can speak on this all day, but listen, everyone is unique in their own way. You might see something on the internet, but in reality, it's not all that it seems, basically, right? The grass isn't always greener on the other side. You really just have to accept your flaws, accept where you are, and just continue to work on yourself, build yourself up. I think that we live in a time and a place where society wants us to hate ourselves. Society wants us to believe that we're behind, right? We're not doing enough. Society wants us to be so unhappy. Want us to compare ourselves to the next Instagram baddie or Michael B. Jordan. And back to the part of wanting us to believe that we're so behind. You know, we see stuff, we're young. I feel like there's people younger than me. I'm 23. I feel like there's people younger than me who are like, damn, I'm not doing enough. Damn, I still haven't bought my mama a house. Damn, I still haven't put her in a new Mercedes-Benz. I still haven't, you know, have this amount of money. You know, I just feel like comparison. It really is just the thief of joy, honestly. So do not compare yourself to others. Remember not to lose sight of your vision. We're all here to complete something. We're all here with you know, something specific that we need to complete. We have our own soul purpose, our own soul mission, right? We're all here with our very own uniquely gifted vision. Remember that everything, you know, like I said, happens the way that it's supposed to, when it's supposed to. So don't ever feel behind. Last thing, 7 billion people on this earth, numerous time zones. Who's to say that anyone is even behind? You got this. Number 9, forgive. Do y'all hear me? Forgive. Learn to forgive. Remember that forgiveness isn't always for the other person, but more so for you. Okay, life goes on. Let them be in pieces while you're at peace. Don't be afraid to lose them. Just fall back and watch them lose you. When you don't forgive, you carry heavy feelings and pain and bitterness that isn't benefiting you. Seriously, when you think about it, what are you gaining from holding a grudge? Let it go. One of my favorite quotes is, when you don't forgive, it's like you drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. How crazy is that? Forgive them. However, right, forgiveness doesn't always mean giving people access to you again. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you for allowing me to share with and teach you a thing or two. Thank you so much for all the love and support. Follow the Chat with Tea Instagram page. Don't forget to turn on your notifications so you'll be notified of any new episodes. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell their mama. The Chat with Tea family is the place to be. I'm so glad to be back. I'm back and I'm better. And I will see you on the next episode of Chat with Tea.